You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now then, on RNIB Connect Radio, it's time to talk guide dog blogs. And this week, it's an interesting one. So I'm sure some people may be concerned that if they have certain allergies or certain kind of reasons for which, you know, sometimes maybe, for example, dog hair could be an issue, they might not be able to get a guide dog. Now, we are about to dispel that myth a little bit. Joining me now from our very own social media team is Holly Tuke. Holly, thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So before we dive into the kind of health and allergy side of things, which is a really interesting topic in this case, can you tell us, you know, what inspired you to initially apply to get a guide dog and put yourself on the waiting list?
Yeah, of course. So a guide dog was something that I'd been thinking about for many years. I'd initially looked into getting a guide dog and applying for one when I was at university, but kind of as I had the conversations and started the process from the beginning and kind of had those initial introductions, I realised that it probably wasn't the right time and a few things just didn't align in various ways at that point. So I put it on pause, and then I think I really just a few years later reached a point where it felt right. I knew within myself that a guide dog was something I wanted to explore, and yeah, the more I thought about it, the more it just felt right. And I had that feeling, you know what, now feels like the right time. And as I went on to start the process again and had those conversations, it was a different feeling. And yeah, it felt good to kind of do that and be sure of what it was what I wanted at that point.
Now then, when it came to dog requirements, obviously, you know, the more requirements you have for the dog, the longer the waiting might take. But your requirements were quite specific. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
They are quite specific. Very interestingly, in many ways, due to my vision impairment. So I actually have an allergy to hair, which in most ways wouldn't necessarily be too much of an issue kind of on, you know, outside of my eyes. But in terms of my vision impairment, it actually irritates inflammation at the back of my eyes due to some scar tissue from operations I had to try to detach my retina that were unsuccessful when I was a baby. And there's quite a lot of scar tissue at the back of my eyes, and that dog hair just kind of inflames it and yeah, makes it swelling and makes it very sore and itchy. And yeah, that kind of causes an allergy, which yeah, like you said, Hubert, can cause a bit of a wait. So yeah, I'm currently kind of waiting for the right dog, but I'm sure it will come at some point. And yeah, I definitely think it'll be worth it when hopefully I don't have the pain compared to, you know, kind of putting up with it and been in pain every day. So yeah, fingers crossed.
Now, the interesting part in this is I'm no animal expert by any stretch of the imagination, but I wasn't sure that you can get a dog that doesn't shed hair, especially from the kind of breeds that usually are used for guide dogs. So what was the guide dog's response when you've mentioned this particular concern?
Yeah, so they kind of said all dogs shed hair in some ways, but there are certain breeds that don't kind of shed too much, and it's not noticeable in the same way it would be with the more common and popular breeds that you get of guide dogs. So the breeds that they are looking at for me is a Labradoodle, and then there's a type of cross breed as well that they are exploring because they don't necessarily shed hair as much and it's not as noticeable. So yeah, those are kind of the breeds that they are looking at. So time will tell, hopefully, what breed I get.
Still quite intriguing. I mean, yes, it might take longer, but it's good to see that regardless, you know, that's quite a big concern, but it's good to see that guide dogs have been very accommodating to that kind of specific requirement, which with a dog can be tricky.
Yeah, they were really good and discussed my options and said, you know, they didn't want it to cause me any pain. And I just kind of really needed, I thought it might be a tricky process to get various allergy tests and have to prove it that way. But no, they accepted a letter from my ophthalmologist who explained the issue and the impact it would have. And yeah, that sufficed, which was a bit of a relief really, because I didn't know what they would say. But yeah, they were very accommodating. And whenever I have my check-in, they do ask about it and say, you know, it might be a longer wait. But yeah, they do recognise that, which is really good.
And the good thing is they still say it is possible to get you a guide dog. It just has to be a longer wait and a bit more of a specific breed. When it comes to, I've not asked many guide dog owners this because a lot of owners I speak to already have a guide dog. But an interesting question I have for you is, you know, when it comes to what sort of guide dog you'd like, taking the hair to the side for a second, you know, what are you looking for in an ideal guide dog match instead in terms of, you know, they always ask you what personality of a dog that you would ideally like, you know, not as a requirement, but more kind of as a kind of preference. It would be nice if this happened. So what kind of personality you're looking for in a dog?
For me, it has to, the dog I'm looking for would hopefully be good around children, because I've got a couple of children in my family, be used to kind of loud noises because I do travel on public transport, so kind of not fazed by that kind of thing. And yeah, I think just, you know, nothing kind of too specific on the personality front, but yeah, just kind of taking into account, I guess, lifestyle and yeah, the things I do kind of outside of work. But I'm really intrigued to know what kind of personality my dog will have. I think it's such an interesting one to think about and to kind of explore that when the dog comes. I guess think about maybe my perception to the reality of what it will be a very interesting story, I think.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to hear more about that. And when it comes to working skills, in terms of working, is there any particular working-based skills or abilities that you feel would be particularly important to you?
I work from home, so nothing too specific. At least I work from home most of the time, but obviously go out and about and have my regular routes and, yeah, do all things like active. And, yeah, I think for me, I don't need a dog that can be escalator trained at the moment. So, yeah, nothing too specific, which, yeah, I think probably once I get one, I feel like I'll probably think, like, oh, it has that working ability, and I didn't necessarily think about that. So I think I'll probably learn a lot from that.
See, that's what I found where when I got Caesar, of course, of our very well-known Caesar the guide dog, I knew sort of what I wanted in a dog, but until I actually got my first dog, that allowed me to figure out kind of, because he does a lot of things that I like, that's kind of allowed me to figure out what sort of qualities in dog's personality and the dog's working abilities I like in a guide dog should it come to me getting one in the future.
Yeah, I agree. I think I will probably be the same as that because I've had pet dogs before and never a guide dog. So yeah, I'm only kind of basing everything off my lifestyle and what I've been used to, but a guide dog is a completely new way of thinking about it. So yeah, I'm looking forward to learning about the personality side and the working ability side. I think that will be fascinating.
Marvellous. Well, we will look forward to when you get the good news about a potential match and hopefully having a chat with you then. But for now, Holly Tuke from RNIB's very own social media team, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.